is now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your Bible questions. Our subject for this program is The Rich Man and Lazarus. If you would like a copy of the Bible Answers magazine without cost, send your request to the Bible Answers, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Bible reader knows of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The Bible also tells us that God is love. I would like you to discuss with us this parable and harmonize it with the characteristics of a loving God. But first, now I want to tell our listeners that this program is brought to them by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. So now, Ed, may we talk about the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
But some may not know the parable. It is found in Luke chapter 16. Would you give us a brief outline?
I'll try, Ed. The parable tells of two men, one rich, the other poor. The rich man was dressed in purple and fine linen and ate sumptuously every day, while the poor man was full of sores and was glad of the opportunity to eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. The dogs licked the poor man's sores. Both men died, and then the poor man was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man was buried. And, as I remember, the account says that in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, seeing the poor man, that is Lazarus, in Abraham's bosom. The rich man asked for a drop of water to cool his tongue. The parable then reveals that the drop of water could not be given to ease the sufferings of the rich man. I think that's about it. Now, Ed, this sounds very much as though some are tormented after death. Doesn't it seem that way to you?
No, Russell. Actually, the parable says nothing about the rich man being wicked unless it's a sin for a man to be rich. He had some virtues, at least, for he allowed the poor man to be near enough to him to eat the crumbs which fell from his table.
Then let me ask, was Lazarus a saintly man?
No, Jesus didn't say anything about Lazarus being even a good man. The account simply says that he was poor and full of sores.
But the beggar went to heaven.
No, Russell, that also is something you have to read into the account. The parable says that he was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom, and Abraham's bosom is not in heaven.
Isn't Abraham in heaven?
No. The Old Testament record is that when Abraham died, he slept with his fathers, and besides, Jesus tells us that up until his Jesus day, no man had ascended into heaven.
Yes, I remember that. Why, Ed, when one examines the parable, it doesn't say what so many think it does. I realize now that all the beggars could not have been taken to Abram's literal bosom. So, what then does the parable mean?
Well, there are certain statements in it which give us a clue to its meaning. In the parable, the rich man addresses Abraham as Father Abraham. The rich man was said to have had Moses and the prophets as teachers.
How does that help with understanding the parable?
Well, for the reason that at the time Jesus spoke, there was only one group of people who called Abraham their father, and who also had Moses and the prophets as their teachers. The facts were then true of the nation of Israel.
You think, then, that the rich man represents the natural descendants of Abraham as a nation. Is it possible for one man to represent a whole nation?
Indeed. this is still quite customary. For example, Uncle Sam and also John Bull. These two symbolic men represent nations, do they not?
I catch your point. But the rich man of the parable was dressed in purple and fine linen, and he ate sumptuously every day. I presume that that has a meaning. What does it mean?
Purple has been used as a symbol of royalty. To Abraham, the father of the nation, God promised that his seed should bless all the nations of the earth. Thus it was fitting that the rich man should be dressed in a royal color. You see, Russell, the details mentioned concerning this rich man harmonize very beautifully with the suggestion that he was symbolic of the natural descendants of Abraham.
All right. But, Ed, that's not all there is to the parable. The rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Doesn't that indicate the possibility of people being tormented after they die?
Let us examine the facts just as the parable relates them. This rich man died and was buried, and then he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Now, we all know that the body we bury in the grave does not and cannot lift up its eyes. This is one of the strongest proofs that this whole account is a parable.
Okay. Then what does the death of the rich man symbolize? What is the lesson in the parable?
Well, at the time of this parable, the nation of Israel was in trouble. It was only a little while after this that Israel died as a nation and her people scattered among the Gentile kingdoms.
That is true enough, I know. Ed, remember the parable says that the rich man was tormented in hell.
Well, Russell, many centuries before this, the Lord, through Moses, foretold the persecution that would come upon this nation Israel. Hell or Hades means the condition of death. In the case of individuals who die and go into Hades, the scriptures state they are unconscious. But in the parable, it is a nation that dies while the people continue to live, and during the time of their national death, the fires of persecution continue to rage against them as individuals.
Your thought, then, is that a nation, that is the nation of Israel, went into oblivion while the people, as individuals, continue to live and suffer.
That's the thought exactly.
But what about the poor beggar of the parable, Lazarus? He died too, you know, and he was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. What does that represent?
The beggar was a picture of the poverty of the Gentiles up to that time. That is, their poverty pertaining to their relationship to God and to the promises of God.
And the Gentiles died to that condition. That
yes.
is the thought.
That's right, and were carried to Abraham's bosom. The New Testament points out that following Pentecost, believing Gentiles became fellow heirs of the promises made to Abraham together with believing Jews. Thus, in symbol, Gentiles have been privileged to enter into Abraham's bosom.
In brief, then, the parable simply illustrates a development which brought the Gentiles into a position of divine favor at a time when the descendants of Abraham lost their national existence and became a persecuted people. That's the thought, I'm sure. But, Ed, that situation now seems to be changing.
Very true, Russell, and that's because we have reached the end of another age in the plan of God, an age in which Christ and his church, made up of both Jews and Gentiles, as the spiritual seed of Abraham, will be the channel of blessing for all mankind.
Well, I am glad that both the Jews and the Gentiles are to be blessed. But, Ed, there are other points in the parable which I would like to have explained to me.
I'm sorry, Russell, our time is up. However, our listeners will find a full explanation of the parable in the little book, The Truth About Hell. Will you please tell the audience about this little book and how they may obtain a copy free?
Yes, I will, with pleasure. Friends, the little book, The Truth About Hell, will be sent to you free by our sponsors. There is no obligation, The Truth About Hell contains revealing facts concerning this subject, which is of vital interest to every one of us. Every text in the Bible in which the word hell appears is examined, yes, every text. The Bible meaning of the Hebrew and Greek words translated hell is also used. The prophet Job prayed to go to hell to escape suffering. Why was that? Jacob said that his gray hairs would go down into hell. Now, what did he mean? And what is the lake of fire? Who has the keys of hell, and how will they be used? In Psalm 16, verse 10, it is told that Jesus' soul went to hell. Why? Do you know that according to the Bible, all the dead are to be released from hell? These are but a few of the interesting facts brought to light in The Truth About Hell, so send for it today. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for The Truth About Hell, or just the one word truth will do, and this little book will be sent to you free by mail.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN. To receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.